This is Larry, and we are here in Pineville, and we're going to be worshiping here at home this evening. You know the old saying, there's no place like home? Well, I've got a new little phrase. I hope it's going to be probably a little different. I'm going to call it, there's no place like home church. There's no place like home church. And if you think there is, I'd like to know where it's at. Okay? There's a lot of people that, oh, I don't know, they have this idea that you have to worship in a building somewhere. And you don't. You don't have to worship in a building. You know, what did Christ tell the lady at Samaria? Remember what he told her? He said, the time will come when they will say, where shall we worship? And he'll say, they say, into this mountain or that mountain. He says, those who worship must worship in spirit and in truth. Now I'm going to let that roll because it's going to interrupt our service. So I'll call whoever that is. If you leave a message, I will call you back as if you could hear me telling you this. Anyway, have some announcements before we get started. We did not go to Joplin today, the Sovereign Grace Baptist Church, because Michael is in an emergency situation with his job in Tennessee. Also, we want to remember Lori Smith, his wife. She has got a problem with kidney stones, and that's very painful, so we might want to remember her as well. Another piece of news is that we have now a little camper, and we're going to be going on the road with Pineville House Church on the Road. And I haven't come up with a name for that yet. I think it might be PRC. PRC, Pineville Roving Church. And we will probably meet in, you know, state parks, campgrounds, all the way around South Missouri and Northeast Arkansas area, and Northwest Arkansas and Southwest Missouri. And so you may be hearing us, you know, we may one day be at Hobbs State Park, the next day we may be in Oklahoma. Or we might be over in Eureka Springs, you know, or we might be down in Huntsville, Arkansas. Or we might be, you never know, we might be up in Wallace State Park, up in Weatherby, or Cameron, Missouri. So we've got the PRC going, the Pineville Roving Church. So anyway, you know, it's good to laugh, isn't it? Good to laugh. It's good to know that God loves us and that He cares for His people. And I want to sing Beyond the Sunset. The sun does set and the sun does rise. One time the sun stood still. Remember that? Page 300. And 399. Mark, you want to help me with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Beyond the sunset, O blissful morning, when with our Savior heaven is begun, earth's toiling ended. O glorious dawning beyond the sunset, when day is done, beyond the sunset, no clouds will gather, no storms will threaten, no fears annoy. O day of gladness, O day unending, beyond the sunset, eternal joy. Beyond the sunset, a hand will guide me to God the Father, whom I adore. His glorious presence, His words of welcome, will be my portion on that fair shore. Beyond the sunset, O glad reunion with our dear loved ones who've gone before. In that fair homeland, we'll know no parting. Beyond the sunset, forevermore.
Somebody have a selection?
400.
400. Number 400. You want to start that, Mark?
Shall we gather at the river where bright angel feet have trod, with its crystal tide forever flowing by the throne of God? Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. On the margin of the river, washing up the silver spray, we will walk and worship ever all the happy golden day. Ere we reach the shining river, lay we every burden down. Grace our spirits will deliver and provide a robe and crown. Soon we'll reach the shining river, soon our pilgrimage will cease, soon our happy hearts will quiver with the melody of peace. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God.
Okay, Rosette wants to sing page 50, Psalm 98A. Taken from the 98th Psalm.
Oh, sing a new song to the Lord, for wonders He has done, for wonders He has done. His right hand and His holy arm, the victory have won, the victory have won, the victory have won. The great salvation wrought by Him, Jehovah has made known, Jehovah has made known. His justice in the nation's sight, He openly has shown. He openly has shown, He openly has shown. Be mindful of his grace and truth to Israel's house has been. To Israel's house has been the great salvation of our God. All ends of earth have seen. All ends of earth have seen. All ends of earth have seen. Oh, all the earth sing to the Lord, and make a joyful sound, and make a joyful sound. Lift up your voice aloud to him. Sing songs, let joy resound. Sing songs, let joy resound. Sing songs, let joy resound. Let seas in all their vastness roar. The world is living horn. The world is living horn. Let rivers clap, let mountains sing. Their joy before the Lord. Their joy before the Lord. Their joy before the Lord. With harp make music to the Lord, with harp a psalm of sing, with harp a psalm of sing, with horn and trumpet raise a shout, before the Lord the King, before the Lord the King, before the Lord the King. Because he comes, he surely comes, the judge of earth to be, the judge of earth to be. With justice he will judge the world, all men with equity, all men with equity, all men with equity.
Dear Lord, we thank you for this time that we can go before you and get into your word. We pray that you would be with us tonight. We pray that you would help us to worship, honor, and praise you for who you are, the marvelous things that you've done for your people, and help us never to forget that you are the author, you're the finisher, you're the completer of our faith, and you've done all things well. We ask these things in your name. Amen. Well, we've got the debates going to be coming on in about 45 minutes. And I was just thinking about the scripture that says God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And I'm looking for that day, and I know that all of God's people are. Another passage tells us that if it, for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. And I'm looking for that day when we find ourselves in the New Jerusalem, coming down out of God, out of heaven, prepared for a bride. And God will wipe away our tears from our eyes. And we will not have to face death anymore. And there will be no sorrow. There will be no crying. There will be no more pain. For all of those things will be passed away. What a wonderful, wonderful thought. You know, I'm glad that we have something to look forward to like that, aren't you? We have a hope that is steadfast and sure regarding our future in eternity. And there's a lot of people out there that don't have that hope of eternal life. They don't have the joy of knowing that Christ has done all of these things, you know. Now, I want to go back to the 21st chapter of Revelation, and I just want to read through this and make a few comments about it. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Now, think about that. Think about that. We're going to see one of these days, we're going to see a new heaven. We're going to see a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth is going to be no longer, and there's not going to be any more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. You know, think about it. Think about it. We have so much to look before. We have so much to look forward to in this New Jerusalem. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God." You know, it doesn't say the tabernacle of God is in some building somewhere, some orifice somewhere, some castle. No, it's with men. With men, and he will dwell with them. They shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And we already read this next verse, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." And he said unto me, "Write, for these words are true and faithful." You know, there are people out there that are absolutely denouncing that scripture, aren't they? They're saying that the earth is going to abide forever, last forever. You know, and here he says, "Behold, I make all things new." That we're going to see a new heaven and a new earth. And so on. Now he says, and he said unto me, "It is done. It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely." Have you been a recipient of this water that he gave the lady at Samaria, that you would never thirst again? You know, we, if we're God's elect, have been given of the water, the everlasting life, the water that is a well flowing up into everlasting life. "He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." Now I want you to note carefully the 8th verse. But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. You know, only God can give us the ingredient that would cause us not to be fearful. Perfect love is what it is. Perfect love casts out fear. Only God can give us the faith so that we're not unbelieving. Only God can give us the desire to do those things that would please him and not participate in abominable works and murders and whoremongering and sorcery and idolatry and lying and all of that. Verse 9, "And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Can you imagine what that's going to be like when we see that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, at the gate 12 angels, and names written therein, which are the names of 12 tribes of the children of Israel, and the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them were the name of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof, and the city lieth foursquare, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs, the length and breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof 140 and 4 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundation of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third a chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth a beryl, the ninth a topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th the jacinth, the 12th an amethyst, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein. And I saw no temple therein. And I saw no temple therein. I had to repeat that 3 times. You know? And I'll repeat again, I saw no temple therein. You know, all of these brick and mortars out here, all these big churches, all these mega churches. I mean, everywhere you go, I live down here on the Missouri-Arkansas line, and I go down into these little towns like Rogers, Arkansas, and Pea Ridge, and Bentonville, and Fayetteville, and Bella Vista. I mean, they all have these huge churches that are probably $1 million-plus buildings, $2 million buildings. And I saw no temple therein. What are we talking about? We're talking about the New Jerusalem. It's not going to have any temples therein. Hallelujah. For the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. Hallelujah. I'm glad. I'm so glad about that. They're not going to have any of these buildings you have to go into and play all these silly games. That's what it is. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon. No sun worship. No sun worship, not in the New Jerusalem. The only sun we're going to be worshiping is the Son of God. No moon worship. Sorry, Islam. No moon worshipers. Okay? No sun worshipers. Just the Son of God worshipers. For the glory of the God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. The Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor in it, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall be in no wise enter into anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. God's elect, chosen in him from the foundation of the world, to be holy and without blame before him in love. Well, what a wonderful passage of scripture for God's people to look to often and read. because we realize that we are living in a time right now. We're living in the old earth. We're living in the old earth, and this old earth is going to be burned up, and everything in it is going to be burned up to a crisp. But I'm looking forward to the new heaven and the new earth. The new heaven and the new earth. The new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I'm looking for the city where former things are passed away, where there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, nor pain. I'm looking for the day when, we're going to be in a city where there's no temple. No temple. No sun. No moon. Just the Son of God. I'm looking for the day when we can honor, we can say, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor and power and wisdom and might. And we can sing that song. And we can give honor and praise to the Lamb that was slain. And so I'm looking for that day. Are you looking for that day? I hope you are. I hope that you are looking for that day. Because when we come to that new Jerusalem, it's going to be an everlasting kingdom. It's going to be an everlasting, eternal relationship with our God. And there will be no more crying, there will be no more sorrow, there will be no more pain, there will be no more anguish, there will be no more bickering. There'll be no more conflict. There'll be no more sin. There'll be no more curse. What a wonderful thing we have to look forward to. Do we have a final selection tonight? Okay, Rosette would like to sing 134 in the old school hymn, and it's called Not Made with Hands. Not Made with Hands. Do we remember how that goes, Mark? Do you remember how that one goes?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let you start that.
Christ will
a building to prepare, not made with hands. It will be decked with jewels rare, not made with hands. I know, I have another building. I know, not made with hands. Put on the armor of our God, not made with hands. And take the path our captain trod, not made with hands. With shield of faith defy the foe, not made with hands. I tell you, hear the trumpet blow, not made with hands. That ship he built with precious stones, not made with hands. Within we'll gather round the throne, not made with hands. I know, I have another building. I know, not made with hands.
Well, I hope you all have a good week today and tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. And I hope that you will join me this Thursday with Edward Henry on Talk Shoe, and you can go to Predestination Election Talk Shoe, and it'll take you to give you all the information to join us, and that will be at 7 o'clock Central Time, and we're going to be talking about the Christian's Assurance of their faith. And we are to be confessing our faith before men. And he said he will confess us before his Father, which is in heaven. God bless.